301, Unit 9, Recording 9.3, Information on Cultural Communication. Every culture has its differences. People often focus on the differences in food, education, and family relationships. However, an interesting topic that doesn't get a lot of attention is the differences in communication. Communication is an essential part of life in any culture. However, the differences in how each culture communicates is extraordinary. When you live in an area with high diversity, it becomes critical to know and understand these differences. North American, or specifically the culture in the US, is very different than other cultures in different parts of the world. This can be seen in the different forms of communication. When you are in North America or the USA, you will see that people tend to smile often, even if they don't have a reason to smile. In advertising, people are always smiling because it shows feelings of joy. On the street, a person smiling often means that they are friendly and approachable. However, Americans don't often make physical contact with the people they meet, unless they are really close friends or family members. The most physical contact you can expect is a handshake. In contrast, Europeans might smile less often than Americans. In many countries in Europe, smiling for no reason is seen as foolish. Most Europeans prefer to have a neutral facial expression. This can come across as uninviting to other cultures. On the contrary, a lot of countries in Europe, like Spain and France, are known to have a physical quality to their forms of communication. A soft kiss on the cheek or an embrace is normal even with strangers you meet for the first time. This tradition can also be seen in South American countries and cultures. Greeting people with a kiss on the cheek is normal and expected among family, friends, and even strangers. Another culture that differs in this form of communication is Asia. In a lot of Asian cultures, it is typical to avoid any form of physical contact and any form of facial expressions in business meetings. It is more appropriate to bow than it is to shake hands. Another difference in communication culture is eye contact. This is a form of nonverbal communication. In North America, eye contact is seen as showing confidence and authority. However, in parts of Asia and even in the Middle East, this can be seen as rude or challenging authority. This is particularly true for women making eye contact with someone of the opposite sex. It would be seen as rude or disrespectful. However, in the USA, refusing eye contact would be seen as rude or disrespectful. Even the way we speak can be different. For example, Americans can be very direct with what they say when saying something good. So if your project was excellent, an American might say, "That was an excellent project." However, if there is something negative to say, Americans become indirect with their words. The compliment sandwich is a familiar term amongst Americans. This is when you say something positive, followed by the negative or critique, and end with something positive again. If your project wasn't great, they might say, "You had some great pictures in your presentation, but your structure wasn't clear, and your message got lost. But I really liked how you tried to connect with the audience a lot. This way, the bad doesn't seem hurtful." Europeans, especially the British, have a different way of expressing their negative opinions. They can be just as direct with both the positive and negative feedback. A British person might tell you, "The project was rather confusing." They use the word "rather" to make it seem less offensive, but they aren't going to compliment you before giving their critique. The communication culture in India is all about indirect and polite communication. In a business meeting, it is normal for the manager to speak first or answer a question first before any other workers. The manager can give permission for someone else to speak first, but it is unacceptable that they would speak before being given permission. Even the word "no" is seen as too offensive, so most people will disagree in a more indirect way. They might tell you "maybe" instead of a direct "no." Some people might even choose to stay silent rather than directly disagree. It's not always easy to understand the cultural differences, but they are important. People communicate differently, and it is our job to realize that different cultures communicate in different ways, If we don't, we risk offending or being offended by something that was not meant to be offensive.